the last few days, we have been discussing the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Mem Dalan on the base. But the Gemara says that the Chiddush of Basa B'cholav is that he Torah like Kuliyama Bechel Bashori, that Minatar it's Mutter. If you, the only time Basa B'cholav is Asa Minatar, if it's Derek Bishul, and even though Kavishka Mavushal and makes an Isar and Kola Terakula, if you hold Tam Kiika Deraisa, so Kavishka Mavushal will be Tam Kiika Deraisa, but Basa B'cholav it can only be the Rabbanim. So you need Davke Bishul. What if you do Bishul B'chamei Tveria? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam, quotes the Yerushalmi, that Bishul B'chamei Tveria will only be Basa B'chalav the Rabbanah. Yeah. In the Bavli we have that also, but not Benegetu Basa B'chalav. In the Bavli you have it, Benegetu Bishul on Shabbos. That's a Gemara Masecha Shabbos, Daf Mem on the base. That it says Bishul B'chamei Tveria is not Osir Min HaTorah. The question whether it's awesome in the Rabbanon or not. Because Menater, the Malacha Bishul is only Be'esha Betoldas Aish. Be'ur, Betoldas Ur. The two words, Ur and Or. Or means light and Ur means fire. So Bishul is either Be'esha Betoldas Aish, Betoldas Ur. The Gemara Mstachim, Mem Aleph and Men Aleph says that Halacha, that Bishul has to be Dafke Be'esha Betoldas Aish, is not only restricted to Hilchas Shabbos, it applies to Korban Pesach as well. You have a lav in the Chumash, Altech Men and Noah Boshim Vushal Bamai. The Boshem Mavushal is only if it's cooked, Al Yidei Ha'esha, told us Ha'esh. The Gemara said Beferish, if a person cooks the Korban Pesach, Amavashal, B'chamei Tveri, B'Shabbos, Pater, it won't be an Issa Deraisa. Whether there will be an Issa Derabbanon is discussed in Masech HaShabbos. This is Mem Aleph Amid Aleph and Pesachim. The Gemara refers you to the Gemara Shabbos, Mem Amid Beis. Omar Abchizna, Amavashal, B'chamei Tveri, B'Shabbos, Pater. It's not an Issa Deraisa. And Pesach Shebishla, B'chamei Tveri, Chayev. So the Gemara says, how can it be? Maishna Pesach from Shabbos, it should be the same. Gemara says, you're right. For the lav, aval techomenu boshem avushol, it won't be in violation if you cook the B'chamei Tveri. But the Torah says, ki'im tzliyesh. So you're right on the Yisra of ki'im tzliyesh. Mevatel a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, because it has to be tzli. And you're right on the Yisra of ki'im tzliyesh. But you're not right on the Yisra of aval techomenu boshem avushol. So that's a dinner. Kol HaTorah Kula, that Bishul has to be Dafke Be'esh or Betoldas Aish. And Bishul B'chamei Tveria is, Al Pi Din, is not considered Bishul. So the Shaila is, if there really is such a dinner, Kol HaTorah Kula, so how do you deal with the Gemara on Daf Ches on the base? Maybe a Klotz Kasha, we'll see. How do you deal with the Gemara on Daf Ches on the base? The Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Ches on the base, about 7-8 lines from the top, Itmar. I have a trefa knife that the Nachu uses all the time to cut trefas with. It has a bli of trefas. And it's clean. Let's say the... apparently it's not clean. It has chaz shmaltz on the outside. Okay. And I use it to shecht a kosher behemah. And the shechit, I did a good job shechting the behemah. So the whole behemah is kosher. The shaila is, what about the chaz shmaltz that's on the surface of the knife? Isn't it going to get stuck onto the neck of the behemoth? So the Gemara says, of course it's going to get stuck. So you have to wash off that spot at the neck where you did the chaticha, mediach. You wash off to remove all of the treif of chaz shmaltz that was on the side of the knife that may have possibly been wiped off on the neck. Does it make it a bigger problem? Maybe not only is there a concern about the chaz shmaltz bien that's on the knife that is going to get stuck on the neck, maybe there's a concern that the bliya is going to get absorbed into the flesh, and if the bliya goes into the flesh, you can't get it out once the bliya goes in. So that's a machlokes amarayim. Rav amakoyle for Rav Babachana amameidiach. Rav says that you have to cut off kadei klipa around the neck on both sides. Let's say a cut over here, so you have to cut off kadei klipa is a quarter of a half an inch. Let's say half an inch on this side, half an inch on that side, where you cut them both sides. The first half inch is treif. Why? Because the bliya goes into the neck. Now, we know that bliya only go in if it's chamen. There's no bliya b'tzoinen. There is a bliya b'tzoinen. You have kavish kemavushal moleach keresech. That's what we learned the other day. The top line on kuf yud gimel. Whatever it was when we were learning Shmuel's memory yesterday, we were discussing at length. But normally, there's no bliya b'tzoinen. If there's no kavish and there's no moleach, there's no bliya b'tzoinen. So there's only a bliya b'chamen. How hot does it have to be that there should be a bliya? We assume it has to be Yatzo Ledesbo. So the Gemara says, what's the machlekes over here? If you use a treif sakin, is it enough with Meidiach just to wipe off the treif schmaltz that's bien on either side of the chatach, or do you have to throw out the first half an inch on each side because there was a bli. So the Gemara says, Lemo, should I say, Behol Kamafligi, that this is Nekudas HaMachloikis between Rav and Rabbi Bar Bochana, Ma'asava Beis HaShchita Tzen, Ma'asava Beis HaShchita Ratzech. That's exactly the Machloikis. We know how hot the neck of the animal is, but we're not sure how hot is considered Yatzo Lerizbo. So maybe that's the Machloikis HaMarayim. The neck of the animal at the time of Shechita is sort of borderline. It's on the border of Yatzoledes. And maybe one opinion holds that it's Raseach, one Amar holds that that's called Yatzoledes, the other Amar holds that that's called Tzoinen. So the Gemara says, not necessarily, could be Ahin, it could be Aher. It could be that maybe they all agree that Beis HaShchita, the neck where you shecht is called the Beis HaShchita. Could be they all agree that the Beis HaShchita is Tzoinen, and one opinion that it makes a Bliya, well, once in a long while we have a Bliya B'Tzoinen. Let's say you have a knife and you cut a sharp onion. You cut a sharp vegetable. So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says you cut kortel shalchiltis. So if you have a dove charif and you cut it with a duchki de sakina, either you stick in, let's say I have a fleshik fork and I stick it into an onion. Or I have a fleshik knife and I cut an onion. So because the onion is a dove charif and the prongs of the fork are making a duchki de sakina, or the knife I'm making a duchki de sakina, so the tziruf are both together, a dove charif and a duchki de sakina, makes a bli, even though it's betzayin. The Gemara said, maybe that's over here. Maybe it's really borderline roseach. Maybe it's really beis hashchita is tzaynen. But tziruf duchki de sakina with a little bit of warmth, maybe that makes a bliya. If he just have a duchki de sakina without being warm, let's say I take, instead of having, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the meaning is you have a part of a bread knife. You use a separate bread knife. What's so terrible if I want to use a fleshig knife or a milk knife, a clean fleshig knife to cut a loaf of bread? It's only duch kid sakina, but there's no dove charif and there's no warmth at all. It's a room temperature, it's nothing. So there's one opinion in Taisus over here, Ches on the base. There's one opinion in Taisus that duch kid sakina, even without a dove charif, here, Taisus de Maas, Agab duch kid sakina. Rabbi Yitzchak Ben, and Daf Ches on the base. They quote the first Baal HaTais, the Rivam. If you have a knife and you cut out the chalev from the behemoth, so that knife becomes treif. It's duch kid sakina, but it's mamish tzaynet. There's no dove charif and there's no warmth at all. It's not even near the border of being yatzaled. So there's one Baal HaTaisus holds, duch kid sakina is enough. So that's one Shulchan Aruch. The Ramo writes, the meaning is that you have a part of a bread knife to be choshish for the shitas arivam. The duch kid sakina makes a beliya, even absolutely tzaynet. But Mikar Adin, we really don't hold like that. That's a chumrah that the Amish Shulchan Aruch to be choshish for this shita's Baal HaTaisus. We only say duch kid sakina v'tziruf dove charif, or duch kid sakina v'tziruf beis hashchita tzaynen. But it's not tzaynen, it's not room temperature, it's a sort of borderline yatzoled as well. So a tziruf of half semi roseach and duch kid sakina, so that's what the Gemara said, that's what makes the bleed.
So what is a dove charif?
What is a dove charif? A very sharp onion. We're machmer about very sharp. We're machmer on onions.
Onion is the only one that.
No, onion is a machlekes. Yeah. Onion is a machlekes. So we're machmer on onions. Baruch Epstein writes a story in his autobiography. You have to have a lot of patience to read a very long-winded autobiography. So he has a lot of stories there. So when I was younger, I had a lot of time. Now I'm already holding by the end. Well, I don't have so much time to sit and read stories. So I remember I used to sit and read his autobiography. So he quotes a story about Rav Chaim Valojina, that a woman came in to the Beis Medrash, and by mistake she cut Tzerev Shabbos, and she prepared the food for Shabbos, and she cut the onion with a milchig knife, and then she cooked all of the chicken with the onion. So he had a shaila whether the chicken became treif. So in Yerba Day it says that it's treif. Because since she used the milchig knife, even if it's ain't a ben yomo, we're machme, even if the knife hasn't been used for the last 24 hours, the milchigs, even there's no shamnunis, there's no cheese bien at all, it's only a baluan, balu ain't a ben yomo, it's a nat panat, mental zachen, it still makes the onion milchig, and the milchig onion with the fleshig chicken makes bas b'cholov, and she had no food left for Shams. So she didn't know, so she asked Rab Chaim Elazar, what's it been? So he sized up the situation, looked at the woman. So he asks her with a straight face whether the onion had a black shell or a brown shell. So she said, it had a brown shell. She never heard of such a thing as a black-shelled onion. So he's paskin that it's mutter. So the woman walked out. So she's very happy she walked out. So the Talmidim were looking at him like he's crazy. Where did he get this from? So he explained to them that the Gemara only tells it by chiltas. Chiltas is a very sharp vegetable. And in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes whether this din of Dovachar, if he even applies to other sharp vegetables or not. So in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, paskins that even onions is also considered Dovachar. So Rabbi Chaim Balazhin has said, the poor woman, she had nothing. He really holds Mikra did not like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. He personally holds that it only applies to chiltis, a very sharp vegetable. But you can't go against Rabbi Yosef Karo. But Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the onions are black shelled. The onions are black shell. And we all know that people with dark hair are sharper than people with blonde hair. So onions with black shells are sharper than onions with brown shells. So since in Poland where he lived, the onions didn't have any brown shells, so it's not against the Mechaber. Mechaber never spoke about such an onion. So since he holds Mikra Din, the whole thing, even he's not happy about the Mechaber. So he just doesn't want to violate, go against the Shulchan. It's not against the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yosef Karo was only talking about black shell donuts, not talking about brown shell donuts. So that was B'shas HaTchak, B'hefzid Merub, they're going like Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. Okay, he's entitled to an opinion.
The whole onion would absorb a challah taste from the
knife? Yeah, we're going to get, when we learn the Gemara, we'll have to learn the details. How far you go with this? Okay.
It's against the Rebbe of the Vilna Gaon. Says it's Asur Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, if you hold otherwise.
Okay, so he didn't say, he didn't even pass him like the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't pass him like, didn't pass him against. Okay. Yeah.
Can you go to the base of Shkita? Isn't there a concept that if something is in the middle of giving out something, it can't absorb in?
That's the second suggestion the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what's the machlokes whether the treif and knife makes the neck treif? So one suggestion is, this is the machlokes whether the heat of the neck at the time of Shechita, the neck is hotter at the time of Shechita than it is normally. You start shechting the animal, the neck gets hotter. So the first suggestion, Mar gives three pshat. So the first suggestion is, Leiben b'hokam afligin. And thus, mashteit the machleik is whether the base of Shechita, the neck is roseach at zainin. Is it yatzaledes or not? The Gemara says, no. Could be they all agree that it's zainin. It's below yatzaledes, but it's duchki de sakina. One amar holds duchki de sakina. So Taisa says, one pshat duchki de sakina alone. A fleshig knife with a room temperature loaf of bread is duchir sakin, it makes the bread fleshy. And the other day in Taisa says, no, if it's warm a little bit, it's a little bit warm, and duchir sakin, they join together. And then the other suggestion, Gemara says, no, li'olam, you say, they both agree, beis hashchita is roseach. And one opinion is that it doesn't make treif because agav the torid lemiflat dam, so it's not boleya. How does the Gemara say? Since the Kohen and the Veshed are busy giving up dam, so they can't be Balei HaTreif. So that was the Gemara's second suggestion. Okay. So how hot is Taka the neck? We pass on Halacha Beis HaShechita is Tzayinim. So how hot is the neck? The neck is hotter at the time of Shechita, it's hotter than it usually is. So how hot is the neck? So the necks of different animals, the Gemara doesn't say which animal are they shechting. Obviously they're not shechting a horse. Shechita is not chal on a horse. They're talking shechta in some kind of a kosher animal. So the hottest neck that you have, that's what it says in the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Someone experimented. The hottest neck that you get is by geese. And the goose is 113 degrees. The neck is 113 degrees when you shechta. So the Gemara says, that was a machloikis, and there 113 degrees Fahrenheit, we pass on a desk tzoynet. But you have no right for 114. So therefore you have to be machma. 114 degrees is yatzoledes. That's what it says in the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chas. So that's not the generally, in America, that's not the generally accepted opinion. We're machma for 120 up, and we assume that that's also a chumer. I mentioned yesterday, Rav Soloveitchik thought it's somewhere between 140 and 160. He didn't think that 120 is bo b'cheshbon at all. So the shayla is,
where do those numbers come from?
Trying it out.
Yeah.
Trying it out. Yad Soledes, what does it mean Yad Soledes? Doesn't mean scalding, that's called Yad Nichvis. People can take a shower and take a bath in water, that's Yad Soledes. Yad Soledes means if I don't realize, the Shach in Yeriday explains. We say in the davening, Basalda Bechila Mipanecha, that's a pasuk in Eov, I think. So Soledes means that you Asalda Bechila Mipanecha means I jump away from the Rebbe Shalom, I get so frightened. So Yad Soledes means if I thought, let's say I turn on the faucet and I want to wash my hands. And I thought it was going to be cold water. All of a sudden it's hot water, so I pull my hand out. My hand is not going to get burned, but the instinctive reaction without without realizing, if I would have known in advance that it's going to be hot water, I wouldn't jump away. I wouldn't have such a reaction. I thought it was going to be cold. That's why I jump away. But yatzal lettuce, you can take a shower in yatzal lettuce, but yad nichvis, if you'll take a shower, your legs and your arms will be red. You'll get burnt. That's a different madrega. That's what we said yesterday. Yad nichvis is the chumer from the Yerushalmi about the kviyas, that you're not allowed to eat tevel, achilas keva. So bishul is one of the many things, that one of the six, seven things that's koveya. So bishul, the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi, bishul is only bikli rishon. Bishul bikli sheni doesn't count unless it's bishul bikli sheni and it's yad nichvis. Then bishul bikli sheni does count. That was the chumer of the chayyot, and maybe you should carry that over to Hilchas Shabbos also. Maybe you should carry it over to Hilchas Basa B'cholov and to Treifus as well. And the chayyot himself thinks that it's not right. Probably that chumer of Yad Nichvis is only a chumer in things that are koveya, because even Melech is koveya, and Mekach is koveya. So many other things are koveya. So this is also koveya. Bishul B'kli Sheni B'Yad Nichvis is also koveya. So the shaila here is that the Gemara has this machlekes, whether beis hashchita tzayin, beis hashchita resech, we paskin beis hashchita tzayin, that it's not hot enough, it has to be hotter. The heat of the beis hashchita doesn't come from eish, it's not eish and it's not toldos eish. And nonetheless, the Gemara says that that can make treif. Let's say sometimes you have machinery where they have metal, two pieces of metal rubbing against each other, and the friction causes it to be extremely hot. Causes it to be 180 degrees hot. It's not Eish and it's not Toldos Eish. But you see from the Gemara, the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva where he proves from this Gemara that heat from another source also makes treif, even though it's not Eish and it's not Toldos Eish. If you have heat by friction, it also the kelim will become treif if they made a treif or product before. They don't use any heat and no electrical element, but there's the friction from the machinery itself rubbing against itself. And then they want to use the same machinery for kosher later on. So of course they have to wash it out to remove all the bien. Do they have to kosher it or not? So of course you have to kosher it. You see, if you think Gemara, whenever it's burning hot, so you have to kosher. So the shot is, what happened to the other Gemara, that the Gemara said that Chami Tveria doesn't count? How come there the Gemara says Chami Tveria doesn't count, and all of a sudden over here the Gemara says heat from another source does count? So offhand, I would have said it's a klos kasha. Well, what's a tushtel? There we're talking about Hilchas Bishul. So there's a din Bishul Akum. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it, by the Yerushalmi has together. Chame Tveria, is there a din of Bishul Akum or not? If a Nochri just prepares food, he didn't cook it, so there's no Issa Bishul Akum, only if he cooks it. So the Yerushalmi has a shaila. What if the Nochri cooked the food by Chame Tveria? What if a person cooks food on Shabbos, b'chami tveri, and what if a person cooks basa b'chola, b'chami tveri? So just like the Gemara paskins in Shabbos, daf mem and beis, bishul b'chami tveri doesn't count, and bishul korban pesach b'chami tveri, you're over on boshel mevushel. So we say in all four, no. Bishul on Shabbos, b'chami tveri doesn't count, and bishul akman doesn't count, because it's not called bishul, if it's chami tveri, and bishul basa b'chola doesn't count. That's because the halacha hinges, the halacha depends, and is it a ma'aseh bishul or not? But as far as making treif, who says that you have to have bishul? If Shmuel says, we learned the Gemara, that kovish kemavushol and maliach kereseach, so you see that you can have a bliya without bishul. So you can have a bliya b'chaman also without bishul. So there's no connection at all between bliyas and bishul. That's what I would have said, that it's a klotz kasha. The problem is,
derech bishul
as a Torah, right, for basa b'chala, but you need dafke bishul min ha-Torah, right? And bishul by korban pesach is a din of bishul. The Gemara says chame tver doesn't count. And bishul by shabbos and bishul by bishul akum. Those are the four cases where the Gemara with the Rishonim talk about bishul by chame tver. Good, but over here we're not talking about any case of bishul. We're talking, I used a tray for knife to cut to shech the behemah. So the Gemara says, if we would assume that 113 degrees is yad soleres, if you assume that beis hashchita is raseach, so there would be a bliya. The treif of bliya from the knife would go into the neck of the behemah. You have to throw out the first because they clip on the right side and on the left side of where the knife was touching it. Because bliyas make treif. In order for a bliya to make treif, tam ki iker, it doesn't have to be derech bishul. If maliach keresech and kovish kemavushal, there is no bishul at all. Maliach keresech, kovish kemavushal doesn't apply to basa b'chol min ha-Torah because it's not derech bishul. But in Kol HaTorah Kula makes straight because a bliya is a bliya. So this Gemara is talking about treifa blias. The treifa blias you have. That's the simple answer. The problem is that Tosfos says not so, and the Yerideya Paskin is not so. That's the problem. The Gemara Masechus Shabbos has a Mishnah where the Mishnah distinguishes between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. That Mishnah is on Mem Beis Amud Aleph in the third parak Kira, third parak of Masechus Shabbos. So the Mishnah says like this: I took off a pot of burning hot soup. Hilfus Fagderish Aviram Utochim. I took it off from the fire and I put it down on the table. So it's no longer Al Gabi Huesh. It's the Kli Rishon Sholei Al Gabi Huesh. But it's still in the Kli Rishon. So now I'm going to take some raw food. I'm going to take an egg, crack open an egg, and mix it in, for whatever reason. It's going to mix in a raw egg into the burning hot pot of Cholent HaSoup. So the Gemara Mishnah says it's a Bishol Deraisa. Not only is the Bishol Deraisa Al Gabi Huesh, if it's Kli Rishon Sholei Al Gabi Huesh, it's also a Bishol Deraisa, because it's told us Eish. But what happens if I pour the soup from the soup pot into I took a ladle, I poured it into a bowl, and I have the bowl on the table now. Now I'm going to put in some food. Now I'm going to put some tablin. I'm going to put flavoring that was never cooked before. If the tablin was cooked already, so Zain Bishol Ach Bishol, so Bechlal, there's no problem. To put, let's say, if you have food that was cooked already, to put it back from the refrigerator on top of the fire, that's an Issa Derabbanan of HaChazora. But if I have food that was cooked already, and I'm going to reheat it, Sholei Al Gabi Huesh, I have a bowl of soup, and I'm going to take something that was cooked already, fully cooked from the refrigerator, put it into the bowl of soup, that's same Bishol HaHabishol. And there is no Issa HaChazora. HaChazora is only if it's Al Gabi Huesh. It's not Al Gabi Huesh, so the Gemara says, the Menever goes at the Xerah Derabbanan of HaChazora. So here, I'm going to take tavlin that were never cooked before. The tavlin were cooked, the same Bishol HaHabishol, no problem. I'm going to take tavlin, spices that were never cooked, and throw them into the bowl of soup. So the Mishnah says that it's mutter. To put in tavlin into the Kli Sheni is mutter because Kli Sheni is Eina Mavash. That's a Mishnah. So Taisus has a machlekes. The Mishnah only says what the din is on Kli Rishon and what's the din on Kli Sheni. What if it's in between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? What if it's Iri Kli Rishon? I'm going to have the tavlin, I'm going to put the tavlin into the soup bowl first, then I'm going to pour the soup directly on top of the tavlin. That's called Iri Kli Rishon. Since Iri Kli Rishon, is it Mevashel or is it not Mevashel? So the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam both say, let's see, what is Tosfos' quote? Machloikis, let's see, the Tosfos in Zvachim has. Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam were brothers. Rashbam was the older brother. Rashbam used to learn with Rashi, his grandfather. Rabbi Natam was a little baby when Rashi died. So he more often will disagree with his grandfather. Rashbam does not disagree that often. It's often, what happened to Zvachim? So this Tosfos appears in Shabbos Mem Beis on the base, famous Tosfos. The top Tosfos is Abonosin Hula Toch HaKaira. And the same Tosfos appears in Zvachim Tzadikam Beis, the long Tosfos, the Dimamaschal Ira Lesocho. So Tosfos quotes the Machlokes, every so often you have Machlokes Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam. So the Rabbi Natam, the Kamedaktik Rabbi Natam, Rabbi Natam made a deal that Ira, this has a din of Kli Rishon. Rabbi Nishmul, Hayimedaktik, Rashbam, is Rabbi Nishmul disagreed that Ira is Kikli Sheni. And how do we pass him? Like neither. We don't pass him not like the Rabbi Natam, not like the Rashbam. How can you not pass him like either? It's either Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni. So we pass him like the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal Sefer HaTrumah, who made this compromise, and he succeeded in having his Shita accepted. That's the Tosfos in Shabbos, Mem, and Beis on the Beis. And Tosfos here, they quote the two Shitas, and they quote the compromise Shita. That's how we pass that. Iri is Mevashel, Kedei Klipa. So the din that Iri is Mevashel, Kedei Klipa, how did he come up with such an Einfal? How did he come up with such a compromise? Because the Gemara says that Iri, if you're pouring burning hot, let's say I'm pouring burning hot treif or liquid on top of kosher flesh on the bottom. So the Gemara says that it'll only make treif Kedei Klipa. So in effect, only the upper klipa, only the upper half an inch of the piece of flesh will become treif. So from the fact that it only makes treif Kedei Klipa, so that's all right, that it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Maybe it's not Mevashel at all. Who says it's Mevashel at all? Who says that what makes treif should be totally in what's called Bishul? And if you have a Kli Sheni, you have a Kli Sheni, ain't a Mevashel. So Tosfos says it doesn't make treif. I have treif, let's say, treif soup. I pour the trefus soup from the soup pot into the bowl on the table. The soup and the klisheni and the bowl is burning hot, absolutely, in the yad nichbas, burning hot. And I take a kosher spoon and I start stirring the soup. So the din in Yeridei is that you don't have to kosher the spoon. Klisheni doesn't make treif. Just like klisheni and mevasho, klisheni doesn't make treif. If you pour directly from the burning hot pot, that's the klivishon, on top of a kosher spoon, that's iri. So iri klivishon makes treif kadei klipa, so I have to kosher the spoon. But at first I pour the treifa soup into the soup bowl, and it landed already, and it was lowered to the status of klisheni. Once it lands in the bowl, it's klisheni. Then I take a kosher spoon and I start stirring, even though it's absolutely burning hot, since the halacha says klisheni ain't a mevashel, so the din is that klisheni doesn't make treif. So you don't have to kosher the spoon. So even though it's yatzo lettuce. That one?
If yatzo lettuce makes it gives nice and
so Taisus in Masech HaShabbos asks a question. If we're talking that the klisheni is yatzo lettuce, we're talking Taisus is memam day, is Taisus the mask called Shmamino in Masech HaShabbos. So Taisus asks them a question. Forget about kashrus. Let's concentrate on Hilchos Shabbos. Why is it that klisheni ainu mevashel? If I crack open an egg and I put it into the pot of cholent, I remove the cholent pot from the fire, move the soup pot from the fire, I have it on the table, but it's still burning hot. So if I crack open a raw egg and I put it in, that's bishul deraisa. And if I take the soup and I pour it, I take the cholent and I put it into a bowl, into the klisheni, then I put in the raw egg and I mash it all together, it's absolutely burning hot. It's mamish yad nichva, it's burning hot. That's not bishul. So he says, why not? But we're talking that it's in a klisheni, and it still is yatzah lettuce. A manishtana klivishon from klisheni. So Taisus explains, apagavdi yatzah lettuce, but that's the Taisus in Shabbos, daf mem and beis. Even though we're talking that the food in the klisheni is yatzah lettuce, it's not called bishul because the defanas are not hot. So since the tfanas are kar, the tfanas are mekareros. The food is going to be hoylechum is kar. The food will keep on getting cooler and cooler in the klisheni. Kozman, I leave the soup in the soup pot. I leave it the cholent in the cholent pot. So the pot was on the fire in the oven together with all the food in it. So the tfanas are also hot. So they'll still be bishul up until the time that the food goes below yatzah lettuce. But if once I pour the food into the klisheni, even though the food is mamish burning hot, yad nichlis, but the tfanas are not hot. The tfanas are mekaros. So that's not derech bishul bekach. Since it's not derech bishul bekach, so it's not called bishul beklisheni. It's not only not called bishul if it's beklisheni in Hilchos Shabbos because kalach hayad. That's what we pointed out yesterday. The Gemara said on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis that the din of bishul beklisheni doesn't count. Even applies to basa b'cholim and even applies to korban pesach also. Bishul beklisheni is not called bishul on kol ha'tarah kula. It's not called bishul for bishul is koveya by trumas and maisis. You're not allowed to eat teva achilas keva. So bishul is one of the six things that's koveya. So the Rambam quoted from the Talmud Yerushalm, it's only bishul bekli rishon. That's a bishul bekli sheni, but yad nichves, that's an exception to the rule. So the pashtus says at this halacha that it's not called bishul because ain't derech bishul bekach. It's not normal to cook in a kli sheni because we all know that tfanas are going to be mekaros, so it may not work. I know that the food is not going to last in its heat too long. It's on its way to getting cool. So that's not a normal way to do bishul. But the pashtus is that's only a din in Hilchos Bishul. Why should it apply to making a bliya? Is there a din that bliya only makes treif if it's derech bishul? No. The Gemara says, Kavish kemavushim aleich kiresech works menat Torah by kol ha'tarku. It's only a din in Hilchos basa b'chola that you need derech bishul. So that's the Rashba, the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos, and the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba has a whole sefer Torah Sabbais. He disagrees with the Tosfos on this. But in Yerideya, they quote this machlokes both in Hilchos Taruvis and in Hilchos Malicha. Let's say in Hilchos Taruvis, there should be in Siman Kuf Hei. But if you have a Bliya in a Klisheni, Simukuf hay siv base, you'll take a look. Chom shall klivish and shayatza letters bo mevashel. It's called bishul ba oisa kuloi. Avachom shall klisheni eno mevashel. Klisheni is not mevashel. Now comes the machlokes. The Yeshom Shekam Kenena Maflid Veena Mavliya. The Yeshom, that's what Taisus holds. That whatever is not Mavashel is not Maflid the Mavliya. It doesn't make trefi. Yeshom Rim and the Ramban and the Talmidi Ramban disagreed. The Mikomakom, who Maflid the Mavliya, Voisek de Klipa Veroi Lochosh Lizor Bedover Lachatrila, Avol Bedieva du Shulchanar Paskins Muta, Belo Klipa Badocha Bial Masagi. Mechabe says Lachatrila should be Choshish for the Shitas Ramban Vaharajbo, that Bliya is not Tali and Bishul. And the Raya that they bring is from Kovish Gemlush on Baliach Kereseach. You see, you don't need Bishul in order to make a Bliya that it should make Treif. And Meikar Adin, we don't Paskin like that. Meikar Adin, Shulchanach Paskin is Lahaka like the Taisvis. This is the big Taisvis in Zvachim Tzadikim and Beis. And the same big Taisvis is in Shabbos and Daf Mem Beis and Beis. The same Taisvis holds that whatever is not called Bishul doesn't make Treif either. And you have this in Hilchas Melicha also. Where do you have it in Hilchas Melicha? We learned the other day, you salt a piece of raw flesh that we assume by salting the meat, all the dam will be removed. What if the Chacham cooks the piece of flesh with dam? So once the dam was nivla into the flesh, Aydei Bishul, then we assume it doesn't come out Aydei Melicha. Then we had 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. What if the dam was nivla into the piece of flesh, Aydei Kovush? They say, we discussed yesterday, they say, Kovish Kemavushal makes Blias, but it's not Kemavushal Mamish, or they say, no, Mamish Kemavushal. So the we Paskin, Mamish Kemavushal. That was in Simen Samach Tes, in Sif Tes Vav. So earlier it should be, what if I cooked a piece of flesh with the dam, but I cooked it in a klisheni? What's a din in such a case? What's a din in such a case? Is that considered Bishul B'klisheni? See, they have this issue in all the slaughterhouses where they shech chickens, birds, turkeys, whatever they shech. So they want to sell you a product. They want to sell you a chicken that doesn't have any hair on the outside. So they want to flick off all of the hair. They want to remove all the hair. So it's very hard to rip off all the hair. So if you soak in a burning hot water, it makes everything softer, and it's easier to remove the hair. Either you soak in hot water, or they have on the conveyor belt. After they shecht, they have all the chickens on a conveyor belt, all the turkeys on a conveyor belt. He shechts 100 chickens a minute. More than one every second. She can keep on shechting all for an hour. Then again, another shechts another 100 chickens every minute. You keep on shechting. So everything is on the conveyor belt. So then they have a machine that shoots burning hot water. They claim that it's cold water, but it's not. That's why the State Kashrus Commission closed down every so often. They closed down a poultry place, a place where they shech chickens, because they catch them in a lie. They catch them that they're sprinkling burning hot water there. When the Mashgiach comes, so they know in advance when the Mashgiach is coming. So then they make sure they only have cold water. When Mashgiach is not coming, so they make life easier for themselves. So they shoot on burning hot water on the thing. Hot water makes it much softer. So then you're able to remove all of the hairs easier. So what's the whole issue with the burning hot water? So they sprinkle on, they shoot on burning hot water on the surface of the chicken, so that iri klivishan. So what's the din of iri klivishan? Is iri mevashel or is it not mevashel? So that's a machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. How do we paskin like neither? We paskin like the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Sefer HaTruma, that iri is mevashel, kadei klipa. So the outer kadei klipa, that's half the chicken, the outer kadei klipa, the first half an inch of the chicken is going to be considered nizbashel bedamai. The chicken all has dam. They do this before they salt it. They don't do it after they salt it. Before they salt it, so they sprinkle on this burning hot water, shaloi kedin, they sprinkle on, they pour on burning hot water, and the iru is mevashel kadei klipa, it cooks the outer kadei klipa of the piece of chicken with the dam. So if you mevashel a piece of vasushin nizbashel bedamai, so the melicha doesn't help afterwards. So that's the shaila in Yerideya. What if you would do this with what if you'll do bishul bikli sheni? If you do bishul on the flesh bikli sheni, so that's a simon samaches sif yud aleph. That's called meligas haof. There's a separate simon samaches. It's called meligas haofos. Meliga means to rip off all of the hair. How do you rip off all the hair? So the easy way to do it, the Balei HaTosfos knew the secret. Apparently the Goyim figured out the secret. Someone figured it out. If you pour burning hot water on, so it makes the whole skin softer, then it's much easier to remove the hair. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Aleph, Afilu b'klisheni yeshomim shelo yimlog. You shouldn't pour water from a, you shouldn't do even a klisheni to dip the chicken into a klisheni. Chalzman, the water is yatzal let, it's going to be mavliya the dam derech bishul, and it won't be yotzai day malicha. The molag b'diyeved dal mutter. Why? So the Mechaber says. Why? Because the Ramah says the kaimalon klisheni ainim avash lafilo hayatzal let is bo. U'b'diyeved chori avil lachatchilo asa lachatchilo v'choshish for the shitas Ramban v'harashbo that bishul b'klisheni doesn't count. That's in Hilchas Bishul, by Bishul Akamam, Bishul by Shabbos, and Bishul by Tevel, the Bishul is Kaveh, all those dinim, Bishul by Korban Pesach, but Bishul for Blias, Klishein is the same as Klibish, and exact same thing. So, Lachatchila we Machmer, that's how the Mechaber wrote in Simen Kufay also, Lachatchila we Machmer. And B'diyevid we Mekel, that corresponds to what he wrote in Simen Kufay, B'diyevid we Mekel. Look in the Dark Yeshiva was from Hungary, the Minkacha. So he quotes the Chassam Sofer and the Talmid Chassam Sofer that they hold that you should even be Machmer Afilu B'dievet in Simen Kufay. They thought you. I would have said like that also. If I would have been entitled to it, I would have said like that also. That Klisheni, what the Klisheni Klivishin is on Afkamina for Bishul. But if you're talking about Blia, so why shouldn't it make a difference, Klivishin or Klisheni?
The Dam is telling Blia. The Dam that's the question. Blia shouldn't help later. That's probably
Blia. If the Dam is Nivlai, they Bishul, then it's any Yotzai, they Malicha.
Same like nice and calm. Blia is nice and calm. Blia is a Dam in the Bosha that doesn't take it out.
Okay, there's room to negotiate. Okay, we don't know what it's Tolian. The Gemara never discusses it. The Rishonim made up this whole discussion. The Gemara never has such a discussion about you shouldn't cook the meat. The Rishonim assumed like that. You shouldn't cook the meat with the dam before you salt it. So the Rishonim made all this up. So they said, whenever the dam is nivlai dei chom, then it's not going to be yotzei ayidei malicha later on. So we say, even if the dam is nivlai dei kavush, we paskin kavush kimavushal. We just read the other day. If the dam is nivlai dei kavush, I took a piece of meat, basa shalai nimlach, basa maluchlach bedam shalai nimlach, and I soak it in a pot of water for more than 24 hours, and malicha doesn't help anymore. So if kavush is kimavushal, so klisheni should be a kavachayim, should be kimavushal. No? So we paskin natsa. So if you hold like the Ramban and the Rashba, so then there's no kasher from the Gemara and Daf Chesam and Beis. There's no problem. Gemara and Daf Chesam and Beis, the friction avada makes a bliya, and the Beis Hashchita is reseach. If it's reseach, makes a bliya. A bliya is a bliya. A bliya b'tzayin is also a bliya. But if you're going to tell me that we in Shulchan Aruch we pass like the Shita's Bali Atosis, that the only bliya that makes treif is a bliya that's derech bishul. So how in the world do they understand the Gemara about Kavish Kamavush Amalech Kiraseh as Beferish, that you don't need Bishul? So the answer is, I don't understand. The answer apparently is, Abli as Tzoynen makes straight, but Abli as Chamen only makes straight if it's Derech Bishul. No, so this is also Abli as Chamen. And Daf Chesam and Beis is also Abli as Chamen. So why does it make straight? If Abli as Chamen only makes straight if it's Derech Bishul, so this is not Derech Bishul. This is the Chom of the Beis HaShchita, the Chom of the friction of the machine. Achida Stuma. Yeah. Dabba Gush is a machlekes achreinim. Maybe the whole idea of Tfanis Makaros only applies to a liquid because of Boyle's principle. I seem to remember something that I studied in physics and chemistry. No, chemistry. Boyle's principle. When you have a liquid, the liquid keeps on moving and bouncing around. So then you say Tfanis Makaros. But Tfanis Makaros doesn't apply. I took a steak from on top of the broiler and I put it on the plate. So what's going to be Tfanis Makaros? The Tfanis will be Makaros, the bottom of the steak. How's it going to be Makaros, the top of the steak? The particles of flesh are not jumping around in the plate. So that's what the Marshal has a chumra. We'll get to that. Marshal says, if you have a Dova Gush, so then you can't say there's no difference between klivishin and klisheni. Calls man that the dava gush, a steak. Calls man that the piece of kugel, whatever. Calls man that it's still yatzal lettuce. So it still is mabashal and mablia. It only loses the status. Klisheni only causes it to lose the status of bishul if it's a dava lach. So the particles are floating around there.
Before machmir and shulchan aruch lechatchila for the Ramban and the Rashba. So when it comes to hilchos bishul, that accepting the Rabbeinu Baruch Mashal Kli Klipa, shouldn't we be Machmir? Because then it's not necessarily a Dimyon Lufi what we Lechad Chila are Machmir for. You can't be Medame Hilchos Bishul to So maybe it's mevashal kadei kula. You don't have a raya from. You don't have a raya from. From beliefs. Rabban and the Rashba will say that's not a din in Hilchos Bishul. That's just a din.
Rabban and the Rashba hold that what the klishen is not mevashal.
But you can't carry over from Plato's Tam to Hilchos Bishul.
Right, does not carry over.
So yeah. The whole Rabbeinu Baruch is assuming that the two are connected. No, that it's all
correct.
So how can in Shulchan Aruch, why shouldn't we have to be machmer lechatchila not to accept the Rabbeinu Baruch?
So what should we be machmer about?
That maybe it's mevashal kadei kula. Maybe Iroi is like the Rashbam said. It's mevashal legamrei. But you don't have a raya from. Meaning it's a steer in what we are in Nayeg and Shulchan Aruch.
See, how come here we're machmer lechatchila? We're machmer lechatchila that there is bli and klisheni, the machmer for the Ramban, and this assumption that it's only mevashal kadei klipa is all based on Tosfos, and maybe we should be machmer.
Right. By Bishul.
I don't know what the Ramban says by Iri. You got to take a look. Maybe the Ramban says Iri is not mevashal at all. I don't know. Because the whole market, where did the Rabbeinu Baruch get his idea from that Iri is mevashal kadei klipa? He made an equation between Bliya and Bishul, and the Gemara says that the Bliya only goes kadei klipa. Maybe the Ramban holds that Iri is not mevashal at all. That could be the reason why. I don't know. Good.
Is adding a cold item to the Rishon lower its status than the Rishon? For example, if I drop an ice cube into the Rishon, does that make it lower its status, or it stays the whole mixture, the whole soup stays as a...
It'll still remain a klivishon unless it goes below yatsa lettuce. The ice cube may cool it off so much that it'll no longer be yatsa lettuce. Okay, below yatsa lettuce, there's no bishon. Yeah. Fine. So what did we learn so far? We gave a definition of what's flesh, we gave a definition of what's milk, and then we gave a definition of what's called bishon. Fine. So let's say chicken, we assume, is only basal chalad rabbanon, and kovish kemavushal is only the rabbanon. So the taz and simet tzadik comes up with an einfal. The Gemara has a klal on the first daf in Perek Kol HaBosar that you have no right to make a gzera l'gzera. Rashi in the beginning of Beitza, in the very beginning of Beitza, Rashi says that this is based on the pasuk Ushmartem is Mishmarti. Where's that pasuk? That's the last pasuk in Parsha Zachri Mois, I think. Ushmartem is Mishmarti Levilti Asos Michalkos Atari Bois Ayelo Shenasu Lefnechem, whatever. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chaf Aleph understands Ushmartem is Mishmarti. Asu mishmeris l'mishmati. That's the mocker for the din, the first mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ases yoglater. You have to make a harchoke. So Rashi says, "Shmatem is mishmati, but lo mishmeris l'mishmeris." That the bezin has no right to make a gzera l'gzera. That's what the Prima Godim writes in his Psicha Kolelus Darachaim. If the bezin will make a gzera l'gzera, they'll be over on Baltosif. The Rambam poses a question. All the Rishayim discussed this question. What right do the Rabbanim have to make exer the Rabbanim? After all, it says in the Chumash, Bal Tosef and Bal Tigrei, not allowed to add on any dinim. So how can you add on dinim the Rabbanim? So there's a machlokes of Rishayim. What's the answer to that kasha? So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mamrim, no, the Torah itself authorizes the Rabbanim to add on gzeres the Rabbanim. Shmartem is mishmarti. But that's only to the extent that they were authorized. If they're going to make a mishmeres l'mishmeres, it'll revert back to become an Isra Bal Tosef. So that's how the Prima Godim understands. If the Bezdin will make a gzeira l'gzeira, that'll be a violation. The Bezdin will be in violation of Bal Tosef.
Rambam and Mamrim says, if I say that the din derabbanan is a deraisa, like basar ofet chol, that that's a din deraisa, but just stam to make. If I say the gzeira l'gzeira, but I say this is all on the level of derabbanan,
yeah,
that's going to be a violation. But what the Rambam didn't.
Okay, maybe the Rambam is not so, but the Prima Godim thinks that the Rabbi Shanim who think like that. That whenever the Bezdin have that right, let's
is
say
that
the Gemara
what
has.
As long as it's like patterned, like a, it looks like a deraisa, then they're not either.
Dover hadoima, with respect to what?
To be iker.
Kumbi asay.
That's
a different thing. That's a different thing. Iker bekumbi asay is a different thing. Let's see over here, plain, leave out kumbi asay. The bezin has no right to make a gzera l'gzera. They're not authorized. If they make a din derabbanan when they had no permission to, as far as that, they'll be in violation of Bal Tosef. Let's say the Bezin only has the right to make exer if they're really concerned that someone's going to, if there's a real concern that someone's going to violate an aver. Let's say it's a far-fetched concern. So milsud al-shchicha. So milsud al-shchicha, they have no right to make exer. They're afraid once every 100 years, somebody will be mechal Shabbos. So they have no right to make such exer, only if they're really concerned. So milsud al-shchicha goes by Rabbanan, they have no right to make exer. So if they make such a gzera, that'll also be a violation of Bal Tosef. Then Gemara has a different kind of milsa lo shchicha. even when they made a gzeiret, because there was a real concern, but the case that I happen to have is a milsa lo shchicha. The Gemara says that over there also. The gzeiret that was introduced doesn't even apply if my case is a real case. My case is a milsa lo shchicha. That's a quirk of a halacha. But the normal din of milsa lo shchicha goes by bon, and that's how the Stechemet points out. The normal principle should really be, if the whole concern that the Chacham have, they don't allow us to blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because they're afraid. Jews all over the world have to Hakol chayov mitkiya shofar, Hakol biki mitkiya shofar. So for sure, someone in the world, if you're going to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, for sure, a lot of people are going to be Mechal Shabbos. If you're going to shake the lulav on Sukkot Shacholim Shabbos, for sure, a lot of people will be Mechal Shabbos. That's a milsa d'shchicha. So milsa d'shchicha, they made a gzera d'rabbanan. But if you have a chashash, yeah, they're worried maybe once in 100 years someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos. They have no right to make such a gzera d'rabbanan. Fine. So we have a rule, just like they have no right to make a gzera because of a milsa d'shchicha, they have no right to make a gzera if the whole concern they have is that someone's going to violate an avera d'rabbanan. That's not a tzara gadol. You only have a right to make a gzera d'rabbanan if you have a tzara gadol. A tzara katan doesn't count. So a tzara gadol means a milsa d'shchicha, and a tzara gadol means a chashash that someone's going to violate an isa d'rais. The ganze chashash is someone's going to violate an avera d'rabbanan. That's a tzara katan. That's not a tzara gadol. You have to observe dinim d'rabbanan, but still, sof kol sof, it's not sufficient tzara gadol. So you have no right to make a gzera. So the Taz says, I have a case. He writes in Simen Tzadik, I have a case of milsa. I have a case of exera l'exera. If you have chicken with milk, the whole issa to begin with is only the rabbanon. So that's only going to be if you cook the chicken with the milk. But if you're going to have, kovish kemevushol, or you're going to have maliach kereseach, you're going to have a chicken sandwich and drink milk at the same time. So the Torah says that it's mutter, exera l'exera. What do you mean it's mutter? Of course it's not mutter. What is he talking about? So the Shach says against the beferish gemara. The gemara says there was a milchik plate. And by mistake, they put on a piece of chicken. And Gemara says it was hot, and it made a treif. The feirish that even though it's not, it was maliach. I think it was maliach. So the Gemara, you see from the Gemara, maliach keresech even applies to chicken. So the Taz is not right. The Shach and the Nekudas Hakesef shows in Siman Tzadik that the Taz is against the Nafin the Gemara Perikol Abosa. So what's the answer? What happens? Sof kol sof, there is a rule of zera l'gzera. So the Shach, in his Nekudas HaKesef, in his brief comments, he just refers you to the Tosfos Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. The third Tosfos, we read part of it yesterday, Neminot Teimra. So Tosfos writes, and regarding Zera L'Gzera, Yesh M'kai Mesnami Degas Vinim Zera L'Gzera, V'loi Chashina, Ein L'Tamas Gez Chacham Zul Zul, V'im Kamish HaShas Medama. You have to know what it says in the Gemara. It's hard to tell. The Gemara sometimes says, Kulachad Gzera, if it's a real Chashash, a real concern, then they will make a Zera L'Gzera. So the Shach just says we have to throw up our hands. We never know what the rule is. So you can't say on your own that something is exera l'exera. Others want to say no, not only because of what Tyson says, because we don't know. Ain't on a bikim. We don't know. No, we know what the answer is. That's a trade de rabbanim. That's not called exera l'exera. Exera l'exera means what motivated the chachamim to make this the second exera was that they were concerned someone's going to violate an avera de rabbanim. Here they made two independent gzeres. They made one gzera, if you'll allow people to cook chicken with milk, the end of the story will be that they start cooking flesh with milk. So that's a gzera otu adin deraisa. Then they made another din derabbanan, that you're not allowed to have meat with milk, even kovash, and even maliach, and even in the same meal, because of a gzera that people will eat it if it's cooked together. So the two gzeres were introduced independently of each other. Each gzera was introduced otu achashash deraisa. The chicken was introduced exera otu flesh. That's a chashash deraisa. And the maliach keresech and the kovish kemevushal, the eating of the same meal was introduced otu mevushal together. In your case, they happen to collide together. You happen to have chicken, you're having chicken with cheese, you're drinking milk in the same meal with eating the chicken. So that's not the gzera ligzera. Each gzera was nigzar otu a chashash deraisa. That's called the trei derabbanan. That's called the shvuz de shvuz. We have it in Hilcha Shabbos. We learned last year Maseches Gittin, so the big Tosfos on Ches on the base had the two opinions. What's din if you have a shvuz to shvuz b'makom mitzvah? So 2 days in Tosfos, and we're mekel on that. So what do you need a shvuz to shvuz b'makom mitzvah? Why don't say every shvuz to shvuz is exera l'exera should be mutter? So that's what the Achronim say. That's not called exera l'exera. Exera l'exera means if what motivated the Chachamim to introduce the second exera was because they're concerned that someone's going to violate and he said the Rabbanan. But here, each gzera, Amir Eliyakim is introduced, if you'll allow the Nochri to do Malacha for you, the next thing is, you'll do the Malacha yourself. If the Nochri doesn't show up, I'll do the Malacha myself. And if you'll allow carrying in a Karmelis, people will carry in a Rishus HaRabim. So if you ask a Nochri to carry in a Karmelis, that's a Shvuz. The Shvuz HaBamakam Mitzvah Mata. That's not called a Gzeira B'Gzeira. Karmelis was Nigzah to a Darais, and Amir HaBakam is Nigzah to, if you'll do it yourself. Each one is a good Gzeira D'Rabbanan. A Gzeira L'Gzeira is not the same as a trade D'Rabbanan. Quite a few Achranim have this in connection with the Gemara in the first Perek of Masechah Shabbos. The Mishnah says, "Layetze achayt b'machta samach lachashecha, shema yishkach layetze." That's lo halav lo bekul musoi. A lot of times, secretaries keep a pencil in the top of their ear. They walk around all day long with a pencil or a pen in their ear like this, and then when they need it, so they take it down their right. So it says, "Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk around like this." Soon before Shabbos, because you may forget and walk out into the street with the pencil on top of your ear, or the tailor always has when he's not stitching with the needle, so he'll stick the needle in his lapel. A lot of women do like that: stick the needle in the lapel, walk around in case I'll need it later. So they take out the needle and they start stitching over here. So you don't allow. That's hoitzor. That's not derech malbush and it's not derech tachshit. That's outright hoitzor. So you don't allow. You don't allow the person to carry the needle in his lapel soon before Shabbos begins. Shema yishkach v'yetzeh. He may forget and go on Shabbos. So Gemara has a machlokes abay v'rova. What would you say about walking around hachayit b'machta b'alav lebekol musay? What if you're walking around in a karmelis? You're not walking in a v'shus harabim deraisa to begin with. It's only a karmelis. So that's on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph in Masechah Shabbos. The Mishnah appears that Le'etzah Chayt Be'Machtoi, Le'etzah Lav Le'Bekol Musoi, and so on, Shema Yishkach Le'etzah. So the Gemara has on the top of Laman Beis, a Machlekes Abai V'Rabbi. Boy Lahu, on the top line, Be'Karmelis Mai, what's the din? So Abai says the same thing. Why not? The exact same thing. And Rabbi says, no, it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So the Achranim ask, Abai didn't know the secret. It ain't goes from Gzeira L'Gzeira. We know more than Abaye. So the Pnei Yeshua has it, and the Sfasemis has it, and the Nesivis has it, and the Tshuvas, and Rabbi Kivega has it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it from Rabbi Kivega. A lot of Achranim say like that. Truth of the matter is that this is not a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Gzeira L'Gzeira means if the second Gzeira was Nigzar, Otu Achashash, that someone's going to violate an Issa de Rabbana. Here the second Gzeira was Nigzar because of the Achashash, that someone's going to violate. Each one was Achashash de Raisa. Karmelis is Achashash, Otu Vishus Rabbim. Le'etz Achai B'machtas, Be'erev Shabbos, is Shema Yeshkach Liyetze Bishabbos. Each one is a Gzeirot of Deraisa. This should really be a Shvuz de Shvuz. Not a Gzeirot de Gzeirot. A Shvuz de Shvuz is Asr. A Trade de Rabbanon is Asr. Trade de Rabbanon, Anisa de Rabbanon is not on the same level of Chomer Hadin as Anisa de Raisa. A Trade de Rabbanon obviously is not on the same level of Chomer Huisa as a Chad de Rabbanon. Obviously. A Shvuz de Shvuz B'makam Mitzvah is Muta. A Shvuz B'makam Mitzvah is not Muta. So Shvuz is Shvuz because the whole Isur, the whole thing is only us because of a combination of two Isurim Derabbanan. So it's a lower level of a Din Derabbanan. That's how Tosis writes in Megillah. That one is only Mechuyiv in Mikra Megillah. A trade Derabbanan cannot be Moitzi, one is Mechuyiv in Mikra Megillah, Achad Derabbanan. All of us are Mechuyiv in Megillah mid Derabbanan, and the Kotten Shehigia Lechinuch, a Kotten Shehigia Lechinuch is Mechuyiv in Derabbanan to keep all the mitzvahs, including the mitzvah Derabbanan on Mikra Megillah. So a cotton shegil achinoch machlekes hatanoim. We paskin cannot be the balkoire. The cotton cannot be the balkoire to lay in the megillah. So Tosfos says why not? But the cotton is mechuyev in the rabbanon and we're mechuyev in the rabbanon. So we're on the same level of chiyuv. Tosfos says not on the same level. The cotton's level of chiyuv is a trade rabbanon, and our level of chiyuv is a chad rabbanon. So a trade rabbanon is a lower level. If you have to combine two dinim the rabbanon to come up with a din, that is not the same level as a din the rabbanon. Fine. So the same over here. If you have a shvuz de shvuz, it's a lower level isa, but it's still aser. Shvuz de shvuz is still aser. It's not called gzeira legzeira. So the Olam Abai is right. We happen to paskin like Rova. We paskin like Rova over here. So that's a pella. Why do we paskin like Rova? Why does Rova say that it's a gzeira legzeira? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Kivega. Mishnah Berurah does a job over here. Mishnah Berurah quotes word for word from Shuvas Rebbe Kivega. Doesn't tell you where he's quoting from because he doesn't quote the Maskana. He doesn't want to quote the Maskana, so he doesn't want you to look up in the original source. Because Rebbe Kivega says Lahakel, and the Mishnah Berurah wants to leave it Lahachmer. So he only quotes the first paragraph, but he's clearly quoting word for word on Shuvas Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega has a discussion What about to carry a child in a karmelis? The child can walk on his own. So we pass on that achayin say satzma. That there's no isa deraisa to carry a child who can walk on his own. It's an isa derabbanon. Achayin say satzma. Achayin say satzma is machlekes hatanoim by behemis. Where they say achayin say satzma, because a behemu walks on all four. A little baby crawls on all four. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Where they say achayin say satzma. But by human being, an adult who can walk on 2 feet, the Gemara says all the tanoim agree. That's the Gemara later in Shabbos. All the tanoim agree. Tzadikei, the Gemara says that everybody agrees that by Bnei Yodam that Hachayin says somewhere around there. Adam Chai, Tzadik Dalad and Aleph. Adam Chai is Hachayin says Atzma. If you have a dead person or a person is tied up, he can't walk at all, then everybody agrees it's not Hachayin says Atzma. He can't move, he can't crawl. If he can crawl on all four like a behemoth, that's a machlokes hatanoim. If he can walk on 2 feet, they all agree it's mutar. So the shaila is, what about to carry a child who can walk on his own in a karmelis? Is that a gzera l'gzera? And there's no gzera l'gzera not. So Rabbi Kevega first says l'chumra in the tshuva. He says it's not a gzera l'gzera. It's a trade derabbanan. It's a shvuz d'shvuz. And he gives a whole hesba. He says, they were guys a karmelis otu rishu sararim. That's a gzera deraisa. Then there were guys a chayna sasatzma otu carrying pots and pans. It happens that they collide together. So it's a shvuz d'shvuz. If you have a makam mitzvah, mehechetesa. But if you're not have a makam mitzvah, you shouldn't be mater. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bir Halacha. It doesn't tell you that he's quoting Chuvah. He writes it as if he wrote it on his own. Because Rabbi Kevega in the next line backs out and he says, but that's exactly Abaye Shita. And Rava, and we pass him like Rava, so you see from Rava, a new din, in addition to the normal din of Gzeira L'Gzeira, that the Rabbanan have no right to introduce a Gzeira unless they have a Tzara Gadol. If you only have a Tzara Gadol, they have no right to make a Gzeira. And if the whole concern that they're worried about is that someone's going to violate an Aver, the Rabbanan, that's a Tzara Katan, it's not a Tzara Gadol. So that's what means in Ganshas, Gzeira L'Gzeira. Here, Rabbah has an Uchidish. If you have Gzeira u'Gzeira, if both of the Dinim here, L'Yetzachai b'machtoi, they prohibit the tailor from walking in the street on Erev Shabbos. There's no Malach of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. How can it be? There's no Malach of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So that's a Gzeira. Some things with the Rabbanon, let's say, this may not be accurate, let's say for argument's sake, let's say I'm a righty, so if I write with my right hand on Shabbos, that's a malacha, min haTorah. What if I write with my left hand? So l'chora, one should say, may not be correct, one should say that's a malacha min haRabbanon. If you do the malacha kedarka, that's malacha deraisa. If you do kalacha yad, it's a malacha deRabbanon. But you're going to say here, you can't even say that it's a malach med rabban. You're not allowed to walk in the street on Erev Shabbos with a pen in your ear. There's no malachas on Erev Shabbos. So that's only a gzera. Let's say carrying in a karmelis on Shabbos. If you would have asked me, I would have said that that's a malach of haitzah med rabban. He asked the Gemara. The Gemara says not so. The Gemara says that carrying in a karmelis is not even a malach of haitzah med rabban. It's only a gzera. They never instituted. How do you know from the Gemara? Because the Gemara says there's a machlokes hatanan, we pass like Rebbe. That's in the first parak in Shabbos, in the middle of Erev, and the Gemara says Rebbe's opinion is called Dovashim Mishum Shvus, where Gozer Ola Ben Ashmashas. If something is only forbidden with the Rabbanon, so you're allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashas if you have a big Tzar Gadol on a makam mitzvah, something like that. So Tosfos proves in the Gemara in Erev, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, there's a separate simon. There's a machlekes harishayim, machlekes Rashi and Tosa, machlekes Achrayim, but it's only Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas. What about Matzoi Shabbos Bein Hashmashas? So there's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. And Hilchas Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmer, and Hilchas Yom Kippur, he's Mekel. What about Matzoi Yom Kippur, Matzoi Shabbos? Ayamata Dovishim Mishim Shvus. That's a shayla. So this din, called Dovishim Mishim Shvus, like Gozola Bein Hashmashas, is not based on Sveika de Rabbana Lakula. That's not correct. People who don't know the Gemara think, yeah, Sveika Darabon al-Kula. It's not based on Sveika Darabon al-Kula. Rabbi Kevega explains in the Tshuvas why. Because this is a Sveika Deraisa. Ben Hashmash is a Sofik Deraisa, whether it's now Shabbos or it's not Shabbos. The Sofik Deraisa Luchumre, both with respect to the Dinim Deraisa and with respect to the Dinim Darabonah. It's a Sofik if it's Shabbos or not. So you're not allowed to violate Malachas Deraisa. You're not allowed to violate Malachas Darabonah either. That's a Sofik Deraisa, which is also relevant to Dinim Darabonah. So you have to go Luchumre. There's a special heta, a special kula. Rebbe Yoimen, it's machlekes hatanaim. We pass like Rebbe. Called Dovashem Yishum Shvus. Legozer Ola Ben Hashmashas. That if it's only a gzeira, Shugaz Ralu, if it's only a Gzeira de Rabbanan, Bein HaShmash is, then Bein HaShmash of Tchilo Shabbos, okay, then we're Mekel, if it's B'mokam Mitzvah, B'mokam Hefzid Gadol, then we're Mekel. So Tosis proves on Lamed Gimel, in Erevin, Daf Lamed Gimel, Tosis proves that this Kula only applies by Gzeiras Kalas, doesn't apply by Gzeiras Chamuras. You have to take all the 1,001 Gzeiras, and maybe you say a 1,001 Gzeiras, the 1,001 Gzeiras de Rabbanan. You're not allowed to go with your with the pencil in your ear. There's so many gzeiras there are banan on Shabbos. So whatever is only a gzeira, kala is muta ben hashmashes. If it's a gzeira chamura, we're not mata ben hashmashes. So it says, for example, let's say I'll carry pachas midal ramas. I'll carry something 3 amas and put it down, pick it up, carry 3 amas and put it down, pick it up again. Each time I carried less than dalar amas, and each time I did an hanocha. So it breaks up, so there is no hoitzah. So the Gemara says that's awesome of the Rabbanan. To carry pachas midal ramas. To carry pachas midal ramas, many holders mutar even the Rabbanan. To pick something up and put it down 3 amas away in the Rishus Ramim, many hold that that's at the Gomer even the Rabbanan. That's a question. But to carry pachas midal ramas, that for sure is awesome of the Rabbanan. So Tosfos says you wouldn't be mata that. Tosfos proves from the Gemara. You wouldn't allow that bein hashmash. Why? That's a gzeira chamura. Because if you won't do the hanocha in the middle, you just carry from the beginning to the end. He'll pick it up, put it down like this, and he won't drop it. He'll still be holding it and just put his hand down for a second. But it's easy to make a mistake. So that's a gzeira chamura. So gzeira chamura, we wouldn't be mater bein hashmashes. Only gzeira is kalas. So if the, and Shulchan Aruch quotes that. So if you say that there's a difference between gzeira kalas and gzeira chamura, that gzeira chamura you don't allow, so malacha, for sure you don't allow bein hashmashes. A malacha mit rabbanon. Nonetheless, the Gemara says that the carrying of carmelis is muta bein hashmashes. So you see from the Gemara, not like I said. If they would have asked me, if I would have been a Tana, I would have known how to learn better. If I would have been a Tana, so I think now, if I would have been a Tana, I would have said that carrying the Carmelis is a Malach and the Rabban. So you see the Gemara holds not so. All the Tanaim hold not so. The carrying a Carmelis is not a Malach and the Rabban. It's only a Gzeira and it's only a Gzeira Kala. It's not even a Gzeira Chamura. Not even a Gzeira Chamura. So that's what Rabbi Kedega explains in the Tshuva. That Lioilam Abai is really right on Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. That it really doesn't qualify. Leitzachai b'machtai b'karmelis really should not be considered a gzera l'gzera. That's a shvuz de shvuz. That's a trade the Rabbanah should really be osa. And Rav is coming up with a big chiddush. True, whenever the machlokes is Abai v'Rav, we pass like Rav. It's not from the Al Kagam. The din is like Rav. But what did Rav say? So he says, Rabbi said a new word. If you have a trade the Rabbanan, they're both gzeiras, a gzeira, uvzeira, so then that's too much. They never asked that. So what was the example? A karmelis is only a gzeira. It's not even a gzeira chamura, it's a gzeira kala, Tosfos proves. That's the accepted Tosfos. The Tosfos in Erev and Lamed Gimel is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a gzeira. And leyetz achai b'machta on Erev Shabbos is clearly only a gzeira. How can you say it's a malacha? It's on Erev Shabbos. There's no way it's a malacha on Erev Shabbos. That's clearly only a gzeira. So since it's a gzeira u'gzeira, so there the one ever goes. So that's Rabbi Kaveger, that's the final conclusion that Rabbi Kaveger writes. He talks about carrying a child who's able to walk on his own in a karmelis. At first he argues at the point, and he says that it's not really a gzeira l'gzeira, it should be a trade rabban. But then the next paragraph that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't want you to read, so that's why he doesn't tell you where he's quoting from. He doesn't even tell his truth as Rabbi Kaveger. He just writes it if he writes it on his own. He lifted it lock, stock, and barrel, the argument from Rabbi Kaveger, word for word.
Be in the college, man.
Pardon me?
If the Mishnah Berurah would be in the college, so they would expel him.
Some professors would expel him. Okay.
It's plagiarism.
Okay. No, but the Rishonim always write like that. You have the Ran always quotes Rashi word for word, and everybody knows that he's quoting Rashi. Here there's a reason why he doesn't want you to read the Rabbi Kaveger. He doesn't agree with the Maskana of Rabbi Kaveger. Okay. So Rabbi Kaveger himself comes to the conclusion, he thinks that there are two kinds of tinoik. He says, if the child is able to walk on his own, he thinks that that's only a gzera that you're not allowed to carry him. But what if the child is not able to walk on his own feet, unless you hold his hand? You can be medada the child. If you hold the child of the hand, he can walk holding your hand. So it says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to hold the child of a hand to be medada. So such a child, he thinks that it's only midrabbanan to carry even such a child. He thinks maybe that's already a malacha midrabbanan. If you carry such a child in a karmelis, that'll be a trade derabbanan. But if you carry a child who can mamish walk on his own, Rabbi Kaveger thinks that that's had to go. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that pshara, the hachra of Rabbi Kaveger. He thinks that you should ask both of the cases. That's why he doesn't want you to know that Shul is Rebbe Kivik. Yeah, so that's the Pashtus over here also. This the Taz is a Shveret Taz. The Pashtus is, if you have chicken, you're eating a chicken meal, you're not allowed to drink milk in the middle. Of course it's forbidden. What's a half a minute? That's called Gzera. Of course it's awesome. The Shach quoted the Tosfos Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph says, "Ein adam es gzeres chacham zulazul." You never know whether you're coming or going on gzera l'gzera. That's one reason. But then there's a better reason why. It's not bechalal. It's not a gzera l'gzera. It's a trade derabban.
Rishetcha quoted a Gemara against the Taz of chicken being salted and put on a fleshy plate.
Yeah.
Where is that, or what's that about?
The Nekudas HaKesef quotes that Gemara. Oh, Bagoizla and a pink or something, I don't know, Amar Aleph. I'll have to look it up again. I don't remember. It's the Kudus HaKesem, Asim and Sade quotes it. Don't remember. I'll have to look for it, okay. Fine. So far we know what's fleishig minatorim and the rabbanim. We know what's milchig minatorim and the rabbanim. Okay, and we know what's derech bishul. Fine. Now the Shulchan Aruch has a new discussion. When you shecht a calf and the calf was drinking from its mother's milk, it was nursing from the mother's milk, shecht the calf and you find milk in the stomach. So that's not cholav shchuta. Cholav shchuta is the milk that's in the udder that didn't come out from the mother's body until after I shecht the mother. But this is cholav of a behema chaya. The calf nursed the milk from its mother, and I find the milk in the stomach. So what's the status of that milk in the stomach of the calf? Is that considered milchik or not? Why should it not be considered milchik? So the discussion that the Rishonim have, where's that long Rashi here? There's a famous Rashi on Kuf Tezayin on the base, but it's not really Rashi. It's signed off at the end by Rashi's grandson. The Rashbam had two brothers. Rabbeinu Tam is the middle brother, and then the younger brother was born after Rashi died, so he was named after Rashi, Rabbeinu Shlomo Reb Meir. The father's name is Rabbeinu Meir. The Rashbam's father was Rabbeinu Meir. So this long tshuva in the Rashi, Kuf Tezayin on the base, that takes up half of the Amud, is signed off at the end, Kemotzasi ben Imuki Rabbeinu Shlomo Reb Meir. That's Rashi's grandson. So what's the issue that he raises over here, and based on a Gemara? The Shaila is, maybe a person eats food, and the food goes in, or Behema eats food, the food goes into the stomach, and then the enzyme in the stomach start working on the food. What if a person vomits up the food after he ate the food, and the enzymes worked on it, vomits it up? So is that Roy Lachilo? That Pirshu B'Alma. Let's say the food, he ate the food and it comes out the other end. So on. So that's Pirshu B'Alma. So it's not Roil Achila. It's Nifsam Achila. It's not called Oichel at all. It's not called Oichel at all. We were discussing the other day about the dog food. If you take flesh, if you take meat, that's Nifsam Achila Sada. If you cook meat with milk and then you let it sit out of the refrigerator for a month and it becomes Nifsam Achila, it doesn't become mutter. Because Hanisrof, Hanik Bar Mafranasa, even if you burn it, and the ashes are clearly not Roil Achila, the ashes are Rosa Bachila, Osa Bano. It's Osa Bano. So once it becomes Basim Lechalav, it doesn't help, then it's Nifsam Achila. But if you start off, Melechatchila, you start off with flesh that's not Roil Achila Sodom, so it doesn't get off the ground. The Yisra Basim Lechalav doesn't get off the ground. So here we're just asking, I want to cook meat together with the milk that I found inside the stomach of the calf. So the Shaila is that milk Pirsha B'Alma? Is that like Tzoa? Is that like Vomit? Like Ki? And it doesn't count? Just like if the flesh is Nefsim Achila to begin with, so if the milk is Nefsim Achila Sodom, also doesn't count. So there's no Basa B'Chola, or it's not Pirsha B'Alma. So you have in the Gemara with the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, there are three opinions. The one opinion is that even if I shecht the calf just nursed from its mother, and I shecht it a minute after it finishes nursing, and the milk inside the stomach of the calf is tzolo, it's cholav tzolo. And the enzymes didn't have that much time to work on the milk. It didn't have a chance to change it yet. It really looks like it's regular milk. It looks like milk tastes like normal milk. Still, we declare that everything is pir shebiyama. The other opinion is no. If it's cholov tzolol shebikevo, milk is milk. The enzymes didn't have a chance to begin to work on it yet. After the enzymes are working for long enough and becomes cholov karush, the cholov in the belly of the calf becomes karush already because the enzymes worked on it. The enzymes are what convert. If you take a little spoonful of this enzyme, I have a room as big as this that's full of milk, and you take a spoonful of the right enzyme and you throw it in, the whole thing will turn into cheese. So after the milk is sitting in the stomach long enough that the enzymes affected the milk and it turned into cholov karush, then it's already called pirsha biyama. Then it's called soa, then it's nifsam achil. And the third opinion in the Rishonim is no, that even cholov akarush is also not pirsha biyama. So these are the three opinions in Shulchan Aruch. What's the din? So lechatchila we're machmer, how far do you go b'riyevin? What would be paskin b'riyevin? Okay, but these are the three opinions. There is a sugya in Menachas. That's what you have on the Mar Mekoymas. In some communities in Europe before the war, they used to have a chumrah that on Pesach you're not allowed to eat chicken. In places in Hungary and Germany, many communities had a minig. You only eat flesh on Pesach, you don't eat chicken. Why? Because the chicken feed always used to be grain, and the behemoth would swallow the grain in his stomach, and then they would cook the chicken. By us, when they cook the chicken, they take out the whole belly. So the whole thing is never going to come up. These are the Balei HaTos, apparently they used to cook the belly with the chicken. So sometimes you would cook your chicken on Pesach, and lo and behold, in the middle of Pesach, you find a chitim uvushelis, you find a kernel of wheat, which the chicken ate and it went into the stomach. So you find a chitim uvushelis inside the pot of soup, and chomes bepesach is b'mashu, so be an asik. So many communities, they made such a gzeret that you're not allowed to eat chicken at all on Pesach. You only eat flesh, because the behemoths, they never fed kernels of grain. They only used to feed it to the chickens. The Zman HaZeh, nobody in his right mind in all the normal countries feeds, not in America, not in Arizona, not in Europe, they don't feed grain to the chickens, way too expensive. They feed corn on the cob, they give maize. So that's why the Rabbanim said that even those people whose families come from Germany and come from Hungary no longer have to observe this minig, because the minig doesn't make any sense, the minig doesn't apply anymore. When you have a din de Rabbanon, so the Gemara has a rule that a dove should be minyan, tzach minyan achal atira. When the Chachamim made a gzera de Rabbanon for a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera still is binding, because they usually make it as a loyplug, and the loyplug applies even in cases where the tam doesn't apply, even in a generation where the whole tam doesn't apply. Unless you have a minyan achal atira, unless the Rabbanon will convene and they'll paskin that the gzera no longer applies. So if you have a gzera de Rabbanon, so that's the dovish of the minyan, so minyan achal atira. But if you have a minig, so then Rab Chaim Moser writes in his Chuvas, Rab Chaim Moser doesn't write about the minig not to eat chicken in Lithuania. They never had such a minig. He lived in Vilna. So Lithuania never had that minig. That was only in Hungary and in Germany. So he writes about other minhagim. He talks about eating chelava of the achurayim. So he says whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, then you don't say dovish of the minyan by minhagim. So Rashi like that, the beginning of Beitza. Rashi beferish like that. Rashi discusses whether Yontav Shena Shel Golius. Rashi learns in the Gemara that there's a machlokes amarim whether the observance of Yontav Shena Shel Golius is a din de rabbanon or a minig. So Rashi learns taiches in the Gemara. Lamai nafkamina. Nafkamina is what if you live in a generation where the whole reason for the institution of Yontav Shena no longer applies. So Rashi says if it's only a minig, so the din of davish of the minyan doesn't apply. And if it's a real din de rabbanon, then the din still applies. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara there. Not all the Rishonim read the Gemara like Rashi. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. Where is that Rashi?
You need a Hataras Nedarim?
You don't need a Hataras Nedarim. No, you don't need a Hataras Nedarim. That's on Dalet Amud Beis. I didn't start it on my own.
Don't we find that communities that adopt the minhag, don't we say that it eventually can the future generations are considered to have accepted implicitly that minhag, and then
right if it's in under the same conditions, under the same circumstances. Mm-hmm. But once the circumstances change, so the whole reason for the minhag doesn't apply. So because I gavna, there never was such a minhag. So that's a Rashi beferish on Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi reads the whole Gemara like that. The machloekes amaroim was whether Yontav Shena Shel Golius is a minhag or a din de rabbanon, and nafkamina is if you live in a generation. But the whole reason for we have a calendar, we have a fixed calendar. So the whole reason for Yom Tov Sheni doesn't apply, So do you still have to observe it or not? If you hold it's a minig, so the whole minig doesn't apply this manner. If you hold it's a real din de rabbanon, then it's a davish and a minyan, so it's tzach minyan achavatir. So that's what the poskim say, that today the whole issue doesn't apply, because nobody in their right mind feeds grain to the chickens. It's way too expensive. Everybody feeds maize. Maize only kidneys, so because of kidneys is not b'mashu, so you're not going to, it doesn't make sense to have a minig not to eat chicken, because you may find kidneys. You throw the kidney, you throw the piece of kernel of grain out, the kernel of corn out, and you eat the rest of the chicken. So Tosfos has such a problem. Tosfos always talks about this. In Shulchan Aruch, in Chos Pesach, they talk, I cooked the chicken, and matzah chitam uvushalas. I found a kernel of grain that was cooked in the middle of the chicken. So the Shita Mukubet says, HaMenochis, and one of these dafim where the Marmekaimis are, Shita Mukubet says, Daf Samachtes HaMen Aleph Ois Yud Dalet. So the Shita Mukubet says, comments on the Gemara there. The Gemara there has a discussion, a funny Gemara. I think the Daf Yomi people are up to that Gemara now, but we're soon going to learn it. Pil Shabbalak Fifa Mitzvahs. A funny Gemara. There's a wicker basket, a basket made from twigs of wood. An elephant swallows the whole basket, and it goes in one end, and it comes out the other end. The basket is intact. So the din is that klei glolim are not mekabel tumen, not men atar, not men rabban. Klei avonim, klei adam, and klei glolim, stone kelim, klei avonim, and klei adama. There's a klei cheres, means if you made an earthenware kli and you burnt it out in a kiln, in a burning hot oven. But if you made clay adama and you didn't burn it out, in Russia they still have, in the little village in Russia, they still make clay adama like that. They don't make it into kli cheres. So then it's not makabotum and not menatar and rabbana. And then clay glolim. So Rashi in one place says clay glolim made from marble. Golo. Nidbochen the Evan Glal. A pasuk in Ezra. Nidbochen the Evan Glal. And Tyson says against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferished. Klei glolim means kalim that are made from tzoyas behema. And in the little villages in Russia, they still make kalim. They still make dishes out of tzoyas behema. Apparently, the food is gishmak there. Whatever. Okay. So the din is the Gemara beferished that klei glolim means made from tzviei boker, from tzoyas behema. So it's not mekabel tumah, not menatar, not menarabon. So the Gemara first starts off the shayla. Boy, Rabbi, I think someone had a shayla. Pil shabala kfifa mitzvahs, the elephant swallows a wicker basket, goes in this end, and it comes out a couple of hours later, a couple of days later, it comes out the other end. Went through all the intestines, and it comes out the other end. So the Gemara has a shaila, did it become klei glolim, and it's no longer mekabel tumah or not? So the Gemara says, no, that's ridiculous. The din is, kol hakelim, there's a Mishnah, kol hakelim yorid b'nei tumah machshav, ve'enolim b'nei tumah elayde shini maisa. In order to, let's say the Gemara Bava Kama in Meruba quotes a Mishnah from Kalim. I skinned an animal, I have the hide. So the hide, I have leather. I can make it into a leather jacket, make it into leather shoes, make it into gloves. I have to make it into a mat to put on the ground, to have a picnic on top of it. But Kolzman, I didn't make it into anything, it's just a piece of leather, so it's not yet in Kabotuma. What if I'm a yachid? I plan to use it as a mat. I'm going to, this piece of hide, the way it is, I don't have to make any designs, I don't have to make it rectangular shape, I'm going to use it the way it is as a mat to have a picnic. So when you have machshavah to use it the way it is, if you have machshavah to use it the way it is, that makes it into a kli, and mikanal habar will be roi lekabel tumah. What if you already had a kli that was roi lekabel tumah, and you had a mat, and I decide I'm going to make a pair of gloves out of it. I'm going to make a pair of shoes out of it. So then it still is mekabel tumah until I take a scissors and I start cutting it. It's not the ability to be mekabel tumah. It doesn't vanish into thin air just like this. You have to daft to do a maisa. So the Gemara says that rule in the Mishnah applies over here. It's a surprising application. Here, it started off as a kliates. Someone make a wicker basket. A kliates is makabel tumah. The elephant swallows it. It comes out the other end. So the Gemara is clearing. Maybe the eights, what used to be a kliates, now just became a klei glolim. It became a klei glolim. So klei glolim is not makabel tumah. So I would have thought, what does it have to do with that Mishnah? Kol hakelim ein oilem midei tumah, oidei shina maisa. But here, just fine, it's still a kli, but it's a kli glolim. So So somehow the Gemara applies that klal. So the Gemara says that shail is a mistake. Til shabala kvifa mitzris, if it was roy lekabel tumah before the elephant swallowed, it'll remain roy lekabel tumah even after it comes out the other end. Shaila was the pill the elephant swallows raw material. Doesn't swallow a kvifa mitzvah. Didn't swallow a wicker basket. In the factory where they make the wicker basket, so they have the twigs of wood exactly the right, or they have, let's say, take a lulav and they rip the lulav, they rip off all the strips in the lulav and make everything thin. They have all these things. So if you put it all together, it'll become a kliates. If you take the lulav strips and you weave it, you make a kliates out of it, it grows on a tree. But you didn't make it into a kliates yet. So the elephant swallowed the pieces of the lulav, the strips from the lulav, comes out the other end, it's still a strip of a lulav. The enzymes in the stomach didn't affect the strips of a lulav. Then I take them and I make a kli out of it. So that's the shaila in the Gemara. Is that called kli glolim or not? What's the shaila? So the Gemara has a whole discussion that there is a Mishnah in a holois that a kezayis menameis is metamei. So the Gemara says, what if there's a human dead body and a dog ate a kezayis of the human body and it went in one end and it came out the other end? Well, let's say it didn't come out the other end. The dog has the kezayis of the human body in its stomach, and then for some reason or another we shoot the dog and we cut it up and we cut open the stomach. So now we have this kezayis menameis that used to be in the stomach. So how long does it have to stay in the stomach that the enzymes should work on it, that it should be considered pirush b'alma, that it's no longer mitame like a mace? Kezayis menameis of a human body is mitame b'maga b'masa b'ohel. But after the enzymes work on it for a while, so then it's no longer called kezayis menameis. It no longer has the status of kezayis menameis. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, well, the enzymes will certainly have more of an effect on the mace, on the basara mace. That's like eating food. The dog ate human flesh. That's like eating flesh from a behemoth. So the enzymes in the stomach of the dog will certainly affect the kezayis menameis more so than it will affect the strips of the lulav that was swallowed by an elephant. Strips of lulav are not edible, so the enzymes can't affect that. So the Gemara has a discussion. When is it called ikul? Mu'ukul means when something is, how do you say mu'ukul in English?
Digested.
When is it called mu'ukul? Once it's mu'ukul, it's called klei glolim. Once it's mu'ukul, it's no longer called kezayis menameis. And when it's not called mu'ukul? So the whole sugya in the Gemara in Menachos Dav Samach Tes is only talking about tuma, about tuma kezayis menameis, and about klei glolim. So Tesis in the Shita Mekubetzes, I always quote Tesis there. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes a Tesis. What's the story? Would you say mu'ukul with respect to macholos asuras? Maybe I should say, if the chicken swallowed, the chicken eats the kernels of grain, and it sits in the stomach long enough, so maybe I should say that it's mu'ukul. Mu'ukul, so it can't become chametz. It can't become chametz. It's like pirush b'alma. So Tesis is not sure. Maybe this whole din of mu'ukul that the whole sugya is talking about, maybe it only applies to tuma v'tara, and maybe with respect to macholos asuras, you can't say mu'ukul. Maybe with respect to macholos asuras, it's not al pidin, it's mu'ukul. Mu'ukul is pirush b'alma. Maybe it really depends. Is it really pirush b'alma? Is it not? Maybe you have to judge on the thing itself. So that's a shaila. So that's the background of these three shitas in the Rishayim here on Kuf Tezainim and Beis. What's the story of the cholob shebetoch hakever? I shecht the calf, and the calf just nursed from the mother, and there's milk inside the stomach of the calf. So you have the three opinions. So the one opinion is that even the cholov, all cholov, once it sits for a few minutes in the stomach, that's sufficient, even though it tastes like milk, that's sufficient that the enzymes began to work on it, so that's considered mu'ukol. Mu'ukol is automatically pirush b'yam. And the other sheet is not only if it's cholov akarush, and the third sheet even cholov akarush, not so convinced. Maybe isim mituma lo yafinu, that's a loshon ha-gemara, the Gemara has such a loshon. By tumah v'tara there's a klal of ikul, and by macholos asuras there's not necessarily such a klal of ikul. It depends really if it's nifsa machilos adam. If the milk is nifsa machilos adam before you cook it with the flesh, So then l'choladeis, everyone will agree that that's not basar b'cholav. Just like if the basar was not royal achilas sodom before you cooked it with the milk, so that was Rav Moshe's tshuva that it doesn't get off the ground. The din of basar b'cholav doesn't get off the ground. But just because mu'ukal al pidin mu'ukal, maybe that din of mu'ukal only applies to tumah v'tara, and it doesn't apply to isa v'hester. So this is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch that l'chatchila you shouldn't cook a piece of flesh with the cholav shebekeva, because according to many rishonim, the cholav shebekeva at some stage or another may still be considered cholav. You shouldn't cook it. You shouldn't cook the flesh with that milk. Or sometimes people had the practice to salt. They would leave the milk in the stomach and they would throw in salt. They would throw in so much salt that it would be ein al necha machmas molcha. That's an awful lot of salt. So then you don't even need, if you leave the milk in the stomach for more than 24 hours, so then it's kavish kemevushal. So if you hold that the milk is considered milchik, it's not considered pirsha b'yam, and it's sitting in the stomach for 24 hours, that'll be kavish kemevushal. Or let's say you throw in so much salt, the salt apparently was helpful to make it turn into cheese. So if you throw in salt, so much salt that makes an ein anach machmas molcha, then you say molech kereseach, then you won't need 24 hours. Then you say molech kereseach, it'll make basa b'cholav even less than 24 hours. That's a shala, how long does it have to be sitting? Molech kereseach, how long does it have to sit? But it's going to be way less than 24 hours. So this is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch b'negiah to basa b'cholav. So in connection with this discussion, this is a discussion here from Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. When is the cholav shebekeva dina kecholav, and when is the dina kepir shebialma? So we mentioned the other day. We mentioned the Gemara in Bchoras and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a sofer meraglaim shel chamor. A donkey drinks water, and then it gives off meraglaim. So the Gemara had a suffix, is that called Hayotze min ha'asa rasa? Hayotze min ha'asa is only also if it's godel b'isa, if it's developed, let's say a horse, a female horse, develops milk. An oif tummy develops beitzen. So godel b'isa, that's called Hayotze min ha'asa. But if an animal drinks water that goes in one end and comes out the other end, so that's not called Hayotze min ha'asa, just the animal is a funnel. And you pour the water in, it comes out the other end. That's not called Yotzei min ha'asa. So the Gemara had a suffix. How much contribution does the guf ha'chamor give to the milk, to the water that it drinks? The chamor drinks water, and it comes out as meraglayim at the other end. So is there so much input that that's enough to be called Yotzei min ha'asa or not? So the Gemara has a deal on that. Why doesn't the Gemara just say it's meraglayim? Is pirsha? It's tzoa, like pirsha. They see from the Gemara, just because it's a waste product, it's clear, the urine is always a waste product of every animal. Just because it's a waste product, that is not the definition of pirsha b'yalma. Pirsha b'yalma means that it's nifsal me'achila. It has to be nifsal me'achila. Apparently the Gemara assumes they're m'chores d'abzayin. That's what we said from Shlem and Zalman Orbach. You see, the Gemara's assumption is that if you put it on a table in a wedding, put some ice cubes in it, and you won't tell the guest at the wedding what it is, apparently a lot of people will drink it. This meraglam shachmar, it's not so bad. Probably tastes like maim chaim ginger ale. It's not so bad. It's roi lachila sodom. People will think that's kosher, glat kosher ginger ale. Just because it's a waste product, that's not called pirsha b'yam. See, there was a discussion, some Tamira Chachamim thought, absolutely mistakenly, they thought that if you have wine that's converted into alcohol, so that's already pirsha b'yalma. Let's say you have tray for wine. So how does wine convert into alcohol? You have microorganisms, they're microscopic, they're invisible, you can't see them, but that's what happens. There are microorganisms that drink up the wine, and then the alcohol is a waste product. It's given off like meraglaim. So there was some Talmid HaChacham who thought, well, meraglaim is a waste product. So since it's a pirsha b'yalma, so it's mutter, so there's no issa. So that's absolutely not correct. The Bari Olam, the Lord in heaven who created the world, also knew that the way wine converts into alcohol is because he knew the secret also, that the microorganisms drink up the wine. And the Bari Olam said that the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, it is not allowed to drink Chometz Yayim or Chometz Shechel or Yishteh. So it's a Pasuk in Chumash. that you don't consider it pirsha b'yalma. And the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah comments on the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah where the Mishnah says that you're not allowed. The Mishnah lists off foods. The Mishnah lists off three different Mishnahs. Foods that you're permitted to buy from a non-Jew because it's very hard to make a treif. Honey. The Mishnah says you're permitted to buy honey from a goy. It's very hard. The goy would have to stand on his head to make the honey treif. So you have a right to assume all the honey you buy from a goy is kosher. Then the Mishnah has food that you're not allowed to buy from a nochri, but it's only also b'achila mutabano. Then there are other foods you're not allowed to buy from a nochri, not only also b'achila, it's also b'hano as well. So the Mishnah lists off the elu dvarim shalob dekachovim, the following foods you may not buy from a nochri, that it's also b'achila and it's also also b'hano. So the Mishnah lists off stam yenom, you're not allowed to buy wine, and then you're not allowed to buy chaymetz. From an ochin, not allowed to buy alcohol, the wine that converted into alcohol. So the Gemara says, Chaimitz is the pshita. Of course, you're not allowed to buy the alcohol. The alcohol started off as wine. It was treif before it converted into alcohol. So the Chazal maybe didn't know the secret that we know today, that the microorganism is drink up the wine and then the alcohol is a waste product. But they saw from the Chumash like that. See, here's the Gemara, is on Daf Chav Tes and Bay. So the Mishnah lists off Eilat Vorm Shalakam, you're not allowed to buy Yisur Misa Hanor. So it says Yayin and Chaimitz. So the Gemara said Pshita. Of course the Chaimitz is also just because Mishum Da Achmitz Pakale Yisure, it started off as Stam Yayinim and then it converts into alcohol. There's no reason in the world to say that the alcohol should be Mutta. How are they so convinced that it's also? Because the Pasuk and Chumash says the Nozim is not allowed to drink wine, not allowed to drink Chaimitz Yayin. They see that despite the fact that it is true, the chaymetz, the alcohol, is a waste product of the microorganism, but first of all, the alcohol is roi l'achila sodom. So whenever it's roi l'achila, like the merag lime, it's a kavach chaymetz from the merag lime shol chamor. The alcohol, they sell it in the stores. They don't sell merag lime shol chamor in the stores, but they sell alcohol in the stores. People use it for cooking, that's number one. Then number two, even if there would have been such a din, which there isn't, that whatever is a waste product is considered pirsha b'alma, but that's only if you have an animal that you see, that's visible. If you have an invisible animal, the microorganisms are microscopic. That's why we call them microorganisms. So if they're not visible to the naked eye, so the halacha doesn't consider that. There is no such din anyway. I mean, it's wrong. The chamor we see, in the merag lime shel chamor, is not called pirsha b'alma. But even if there were such a din, it would only apply if the animal is visible. The animal is invisible, so whatever is invisible, the halacha doesn't consider that. So you see from that Gemara in Chorvus that there is no such halacha, that whatever is a waste product is automatically declared as pirsha b'yama. Pirsha b'yama means that it's mamish nifsal me'achila. So these are the three shitas over here by the cholov shebekeva. Do we consider, at what point do we consider the cholov shebekeva pirsha b'yama? And when do we still consider it Roy Lachilo Sod? Okay. So Belineta, okay, we'll stop now. Belineta, Sunday I won't be able to give a shir. Monday we'll learn Parsha, we'll learn Chumash, because half the people are not going to be here. Tuesday we'll continue. So we'll start from the Mishnah. In Avodah Zarah and Daf Chof Tes on the days. Why do they prohibit Gvina Sakum? So I'd like to discuss the topic of Dovah HaMamid. Tosfos Shita, the Mashal Shita, and the Rambam, the Rinagasha Shita, okay. But the last of the Marmakim is on Gimel, on Ice Gimel.